Okay, Sam, thank you. Right now we're sitting at 77 degrees in Colorado Springs. It's 88 right now in Pueblo. Just an absolutely beautiful day today. All right, let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. And here we're expecting some thunderstorms this weekend, Alex, maybe some hail associated with some of those thunderstorms. So not only do we have to watch out for the hail, but the possibility of maybe a Chinese rocket falling on our heads. That is a distinct possibility in some places of the world. What did you find out today, and what can we expect with this rocket?
Yeah, the chance of hail with falling space debris as well, and really everybody's forecast. So nobody knows where this thing is going to come back. This is a Chinese rocket that went up about a week ago on April 29th, and it was a big deal when it went up. It was the booster involved in getting a big chunk of the Chinese space station. They're creating their own space station, getting it up into orbit. And they lifted off, and unlike what normally happens where the boosters break away and then fall into the ocean before it gets into orbit, that didn't happen. This booster went up, and it's unknown if it was a mistake or if it was by design, and it went into orbit. But there's nothing keeping it in orbit, so it's coming back down. And the belief is probably this weekend it'll be coming down. But where, nobody knows. Really, the entire globe is under threat of this thing. The likelihood of it impacting anybody, very small. Most of the globe is covered in water. It'll probably land in the water, but humans don't have any control over it. The FAA even saying it's working with NORAD to monitor this rocket, and that the FAA will make tactical decisions if needed based on real-time information when it comes to airplanes that could be in danger of this thing. It's massive, 23 tons, 150 feet long, spinning, and it will be on fire as it comes back in. The Chinese are saying, look, the U.S. is making a big deal out of nothing. This is thin-skinned aluminum. It will burn up on reentry. But the U.S. is saying no, that it believes about 20 to 40% of it will survive reentry, and then where it lands, that's going to be a major problem. If it is on land, especially populated land, or hits a plane or something like that. So there's a lot of eyes, and nobody knows exactly when this is going to be.
This almost brings back memories of when Skylab was getting ready to fall back into the atmosphere, like in the 70s and 80s, when we were always worried about where Skylab was going to fall. It almost seems like something out of a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, a year ago, last May, there was another Chinese rocket that fell uncontrolled into the Atlantic. It went over the U.S. and then landed off the coast of West Africa. Parts of it actually rained down on a village in West Africa. And there have been issues in Tulsa, Oklahoma. There was a case, I believe, late 90s, where a woman was out jogging and a piece of a U.S. rocket, a Delta rocket, hit her in the shoulder as she was out running. And so this has happened, but in more recent times, the U.S. and Russia and others that are more experienced launching things now take measures against this. The boosters fall off before they get into orbit. If it is a satellite or a space station, that there's a tiny bit of fuel left to guide them into the South Pacific. There's a graveyard in the South Pacific where we bury all of our old space stuff, and then it just sinks from there. And if they can't do that, then they jettison it deeper into space, where then it's not a problem for us on reentry. So there's a lot of ways that they take care of it now. There's a lot of space junk up there, I believe 20,000 pieces somewhere around there, where over the years a lot of countries have not taken care of their stuff, the U.S. included, and then it hits other things and breaks apart even more, and some have exploded their things thinking that would take care of it. But this is a very big piece coming down all at one time, and if it were to land in a populated area, it would be catastrophic, but the chances of that small, nothing we can really do about it. And the U.S. has said we have no plans of shooting it down because that would just make more pieces and then the potential of more stuff raining down. So there's a lot of concern about what this is going to be when it happens probably tomorrow.
And I think the big real concern is that the possibility of it hitting an airplane in the sky, like a jetliner.
Yeah, I mean, the likelihood of that, if you think of all the sky out there, that it comes down in the one spot where an airplane is, but that's why the FAA is working with NORAD to figure it out. Do they need to move planes away? We'll have a better idea a couple of hours beforehand, generally, when it's beginning reentry and then what trajectory it's on. But while the likelihood is very small, the FAA and NORAD, they say that they've got to be ready for it, and they've got to have contingency plans ready to go in case they have to do something this weekend.
Okay. Well, we'll be watching it closely and keeping our eye on the sky. Alex, thanks for the time, as always. We appreciate it.
You got it. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. 442 on KRDO's Afternoon News. Much more coming up, including sports, straight ahead. This is KRDO's Afternoon News.